Penn State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, under their belt.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I have never experienced any pain like this. So he's looking at four kids, three cats, one dog, one fish.
It's a lot of baggage.
And the valet's like, are you like famous or something? And I was like, used to be.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with actress Elisa Donovan and actor Doug Buden.
I'm an actor today?
You are an actor today. Shane Douglas is also here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We went out last night for Chump Night. Elisa flew in from San Francisco. You had a little bit of a delayed flight, but you're a smart traveler because you're like me where you know delay, then another delay. You know there's a mechanical problem and you bail.
Right. That's right.
I was worried that you... Not that you're a dumb shit, but I was worried that you were going to sit there and be like, you were going to sit there
and drink 1,700 glasses of wine and be like, so anyway, soon my flight's coming.
So your flight was supposed to leave at what time?
At 1:45.
And it got delayed to when? First time?
First time until 3.
Okay.
So I said, okay, fine. And then I went to the gate and then it became 3:45. And then it became 4. And then I said, okay, I'm going to ask some questions. And then the woman said, I was very nice. In these situations, if you get escalated, no one wants to help you.
Nobody does.
And she was very nice. And she said, I'm actually trying to see what is happening. And she said, they changed the plane. There was a problem. So it's a new plane altogether. And this one's coming from Orange County. And then I said, has it left Orange County? And she
said,
she said, no. And then I went, okay, we need to get some info. And then it went to 4:45 to 5:10. And then I said, this is no bueno.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
So I said, I was flying into Burbank. And I just said, can I fly into LAX, which we all know is a bigger hassle. But And she said, yes, there's a flight right now, but you have to run. She called the thing and said, is there one more seat? And they said yes. And so I ran across. Oakland's not a big airport, but I ran from one end to the other with my little
bag. And are you
bag.
A graceful runner? Is it sexy run? Or is it kind
She's
of
got the
like
hair flowing?
I've got my hair. It was a gorgeous run. Anybody that saw me said, who is that gazelle
and
running
it's lucky
through?
That Elisa made it because that plane that she ended up on was late. It was supposed to have taken off at 2:50.
So I would
because, of
not
course,
have been
I'm in my
having
I'm watching.
A nice time with you people last
yeah.
night.
She's
I would
lucky
not
that flight was late. The one she ended up on
was supposed to be late. At 2:50
yeah.
or
okay,
something.
Okay, so you went to LAX, and you were only like 15 minutes late to drinks.
Yeah. Amazing, right?
And she looked fresh and everything.
And you looked great.
She's drunk.
Yeah.
She's very drunk.
So good drunk. Now, you got a lot of unsolicited career advice from me last night.
I did.
That's what happens when I drink. I'm sorry.
No.
But you know it comes from a place of love. And I believe in you, and I believe in your talent.
I do. I mean, I believe that it... You believe it and that you mentioned it is very
good job.
I loved it.
And then I did corner you at one point, and I was asking you solicited advice.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry about this. First, we started with parenting and mommy and daddy shaming, and then we moved on to dating. But first, we talked about mommy shaming.
Yes.
And what's happening right now is I talk a lot about parenting. And I'm not one of those people that pretends to know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk about certain instances where she doesn't eat or whatever. And I get a lot of really great advice from people.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get a lot of just flat out like criticism. right? Flat out criticism.
Not fucking helpful.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Not fucking helpful. Like,
exactly.
You know what? I get criticism and I'm reading, and I'm like, okay, so I realize I'm fucking up. Now, well, hopefully we're going to get to the paragraph where you tell me what to do.
No,
they're out.
No.
So now all I do is just feel bad about myself that I'm doing everything wrong, and there's no manual. Like, no one's telling me what to do.
Right. I would like anybody who is a perfect parent to reveal themselves right now, and I will hire you for the rest of my life to take. It is the definition of parenting is imperfection. Like, that's how it is. And every child is different. The people have different parenting styles. As long as you are loving your child, taking care of your child, feeding them, it's like we're all doing the best that we can.
However, I admit there are certain instances where I'm creating a problem. I'm the first person to say that. I just need to know how to solve the problem.
Right. Oh, well, then that's great. And people are just giving you shit and not.
No, no.
Just
some people are giving. And by the way, I'm trying to go out of my way and be like, thank you. Thank you for your advice. Yes. Thank you for your advice, because there's so much criticism.
Yeah.
Not fucking helpful.
I don't know what that is about with people. I remember when my daughter was small. We talked about this, that people, a woman, I'm holding her by a freezer door in the Whole Foods.
You told me this is
amazing.
And
this woman puts this giant arm in front of me, slams the freezer door, like almost hits my child's head. And she said, it is way too cold for that baby. I said, I was not going to put her in the freezer. Like, what are you talking about? And she's shaking her head like, you know.
She's helping
let
you.
Let me help you.
Ugh.
And
let me close the freezer.
Right. Like, what?
So was the baby hot and you were just trying to cool it down?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was a hot day. I thought, we don't have air conditioning, so I went to Whole Foods and stuck my child in the freezer.
Yeah, like you're raising some Inuit child or
something. Exactly.
How strange. You know, I will tell you, though, as somebody who doesn't have children, I try to be very careful to never offer advice to any parents.
That
because
is
it's like
appreciated.
my friends, when they get criticized, like, they don't want to hear anything, because it's
I like advice.
You do?
I like advice.
I think advice is different than criticism.
I mean,
criticism.
You both each have and one daughter, so I get it. Like, you can share that info. What do I know about the difference between a diaper and a diamond? Or like, I don't know that
well,
stuff.
Sometimes it can be useful just being a human being, because we can get so in the weeds as a parent with your own kid, and then you can realize, oh, I am actually creating a problem here when I thought I was trying to help. And sometimes an outside voice just saying, actually, you know,
don't put the baby in the freezer.
Right. But I think it's a really clear line. And, you know, in terms of people saying things to you, I think often being in the public eye and the way that you are, people want to, they want to get a rise out of you. They want to have a communication with you. So then they're like talking with you, they think.
That makes sense.
And there's something that is understandable about that, because you might feel very out of reach for them. But then when it becomes, and some people just turn that into mean things. Like if they think that's the way I'm going to be able to communicate
they
with them.
And I never block anyone. I never block anyone. So
that's
the same
brave.
People that are poking at me are always poking at me.
Right.
But you know what? I was just thinking about this, like, psychologically, I need to take a look at this, because I have this fear of abandonment anyway. Like, things are going to get taken away from me. Like, something's going to happen to Monroe or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just remember what and then, by the way, it's always on my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
want to
manifest anything, but it's always on my mind.
I'm not leaving you.
I'm so scared you're going to leave me. So what happened is that, and I brought this up before, my mom died young, 38, and my grandmother, and my mom was a little spoiled, and my grandmother said, I don't regret spoiling your mother for one day, because we didn't have her very long. And so now you're looking at someone like me who has this whole fear of everything's going to go away, and so I spoil her. But then someone sent me something yesterday. It was like, look, what is she going to, if you hand her everything by five, you know what I mean? Like, how is she going to, what is she going to work towards? What is she going to aspire to?
Yes.
And that's true. It's very true.
I think that's really important, you know, that finding that line between loving our kids and wanting to give them everything because we want to, and actually teaching them how to make their way in the world, how to, this is the whole thing about, you got to make your bed. It's so irritating. I don't want to tell her to make her bed. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be annoying. And I have to say, and she's like, oh, you know, it's this exhaustion with me. But the thing is, it's not about making the bed. It's about being accountable for your for your life.
Having tasks, you know? And jobs.
Having tasks and
setting
how
the
to,
table.
Yes.
And we've been doing that with Shane. Shane clears his dishes.
Good.
He puts them in the dishwasher.
Don't you think that's important?
It is important. I've taught him a lot in the last year.
Make a michelada.
Yeah.
he makes a great martini, a great michelada. Yeah.
Life skills.
Now, we do need Those to talk about skills. A certain Dougism that happened this morning. And it's it's kind of random.
It will never not be funny.
So Elisa and I are talking, and I said, gosh, you know, you kind of resemble that actress, Tawny Kitaen, before she, had all the surgery and before she died, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then so Doug's like, who is that? And so he starts looking up. I'm like, look at the pictures before the surgery. And he's like, oh, she's dead. She was 5'7". And I was like,
you can't die if you're 5'7".
It was like the most right?
5'7". It was very random. But
you do it better. Cause it was more random than that.
He was like, she's 5'7". You don't die when you're 5'7".
So I was learning about her as quickly as possible, like a sponge. So I was ready to either agree or disagree. But that's the first fact that came up. The first was that she's dead. The second was she was 5'7". And the third was she lived in Newport.
Yes.
I feel like I know her.
Yes.
She's deceased.
We're dating.
She's deceased, Doug. Right. Also, you woke to... we both did a lot of drama this morning. There's a lot going on in the world. People are stressed about a lot, but something really major happened over here.
At
our house.
You know how Jeff called me at 6:30 to tell me.
So
this.
You're the one who discovered this tragedy.
So I got
up domestic tragedy.
And I
domestic
went to my tragedy. Built-in coffee maker, and I went to turn it on, and there it said F74, fault 74. I panicked. I can't live without coffee. I don't know what to do. I don't even know how to fucking function.
What
like, it's
was
the
this?
First thing I do. Well, I was panicking from 5:30 to 6:30 where I didn't know what to do. I was paralyzed. I called Shane. I'm like, what am I going to do? And he goes, well, maybe Starbucks? I'm like, yeah, okay. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, okay.
I'm
going
to go Starbucks.
Wait, what? This was at 5:30? I didn't find out until 7:39 a.m.
because I didn't want to wake you up.
Why would I alert you at 5:30? Oh,
I was awake thinking about how I was going to make my iced coffee here.
I know. So then, Lisa, you're asleep.
Yes. And he comes in to my guest suite and says...
Audition room.
I have... slash audition room. And says, I have... Very morose. I have to share this with you. There has been some news. And I said... what? And he's not laughing. And I said, what? And he said, no, I've got to just, I need to read you the text so that you can actually. I have in my mind already said everyone has COVID that I sat with
right.
last night.
Right.
Something tragic has happened. And he says, the coffee machine is not working. And I am in an alternative universe. Like, what? It's going
That was me at 5:30.
Why do you think I come here?
This is the only reason.
Neil.
So what did you do? Because I had to immediately call Laura, and I said, I know you're on your way to work. Can you please stop at Starbucks?
I scrambled.
Crisis averted.
I have a plan B. I texted Shane. I said, I will have a Diet Coke. Meanwhile, of course, I was concerned about Elisa because Elisa drinks a special tea.
Oh, God.
And I said,
Yerba Mate.
And I even told her that your machine would give her hot water.
Instantly.
And I said, now it's not going to work.
I know. I thought about tea. It's just the whole thing shut down.
So I was lucky enough that I had this gift, that thing that Leah,
Yeti. What is that called? Oh, Yeti.
Yeti.
Yeah.
So
these things keep it.
Elisa brought her own
hot.
Tea.
Okay.
I had
I
a Diet Coke. I looked up your code.
Oh, thank God.
And it's a ceramic valve, fault 74.
Of course you thank found God. The solution.
Well, like this is important. This is important. Dr. Donna says you got to start the day right.
Now, do you realize the last time we saw you was in the studio in January of 2020? Mm-hmm. Now, that, by the way, was right around the time that we had done a Jeff Lewis Live Investigates, and you had gone deep undercover, and you had purchased the UPass synthetic urine.
Of course.
And then what you don't know is Doug put it in the company Sirius XM fridge with all the employee lunches, and they fucking wrote me up. HR wrote me up.
Yes, but
for
also,
like sanitary and yep.
It was my third write-up, too. I thought I was going to get fired.
I think it was also the fact that it said, please hold for Rich Davis and Steve Covino on it. I think that was one of the issues.
That was a great report, by the way.
That was
one of your better reports.
Why do people have an issue with it? It isn't actual urine. It's all just some kind of chemical. It's a synthetic
it's water.
Urine.
Also,
some little...
if it's in a container. But I mean, I suppose.
In a container, in a box, in a bag. It's just like, what if it was just lemonade?
Stupid.
Well, but it wasn't.
No, it was synthetic.
Also, that trip, I think that's the last time I flew before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I came to LA twice
and
around that time.
You were wearing a mask.
And I was wearing, I wore a mask on the plane.
But not because of COVID.
No, not because of COVID, because
she didn't have lipstick.
I am so sick. I didn't have lipstick. I have become so tired, as I'm sure you know, of getting every illness that your child gets.
I just got over a cold this week.
It was in flu season and I went, F this, I am not getting sick on this plane. And I wore a mask. And now I'm very glad I did.
You trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
No, when I got home from the bar last night, which we were very early, we were very responsible.
Like 8 or something.
Yeah, it was like 8. It was early. We started at 5:30. We were done at 8.
I had a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I had a few more than that. And then I got home and I pulled up. Shane dropped me off. There were 9 police officers.
Here?
What?
9 in my driveway. There was, I noticed when I drove up, there was 2 police cars in front of my neighbor's house. No, there was cars, there were all kinds of cars lined up, police cars lined up in the street, and 9 police officers in my driveway. And Shane pulled up, I'm like, they're like, is this your house?
Oh my God.
And I was like, kind of buzzed. And I said, is everything okay?
Right.
Like, is everything all right? Because I thought somebody broke in. Oh my God, my neighbor just got robbed a few days ago.
Right.
They said, we're having a meeting. And I was like, okay. And then he said, well, the good news is right now you have the safest house in the neighborhood. And I was like, yeah, because I have fucking 9 police officers in my driveway.
Of course. Right.
So then I didn't know what to do. So I said, okay, well, look, I really appreciate what you're doing. Would you like bottled water? I don't know what to say.
No
one's telling me what's going on.
Just a meeting. Going on.
And I'm standing there awkwardly. So I just like, okay, let me know if you need anything. Don't know why you're in my driveway.
Are you
all
kidding
9
me?
Of you.
They didn't say
no.
Nothing. So fortunately, I went to my cameras, right? So I sat there in the family room sofa and I was watching them. And I believe that whoever owns that house, because they're rich people, they bought it for their son, that $6 million house for their son, who then was later taken out of the house, I think like 5150, allegedly. Anyway, the house has been kind of vacant, but there's been a
robbery.
Like, no, what's the guy?
Someone squatting in there?
No. There's been like a house sitter. Okay, for like 2 years. So he... the house got robbed a few days ago, and he's gone now. So I don't know what happened. Like, now I'm wondering, was he home?
Right.
Was he assaulted? Right. Because he's gone now. He's not there anymore.
Of last night, he's not there anymore?
No, after the robbery. He has not been home since the robbery.
Oh.
So then I'm watching him in the cameras, and they're going up the driveway. They're walking around that house. They were obviously trying to figure out, like, maybe how this person got in. But for 9 police officers to
That's
be focusing on
that
house, those people are, they're somebody.
Yes.
And
yes,
they're paying.
Yes.
They made a big donation to the police.
Yes, or something.
Because
right?
The police, they wouldn't have just.
They didn't even have that many people with Shawn Mendes when they broke into his house and stole his car. So they were there for a while figuring it out. And then Shane, when you left, you noticed they were focusing on the pool gate, which I thought there was only one way to get up there, which is the driveway gate. But over to the far right, there's a pool gate. And we believe, Shane and I, because they spent a lot of time with flashlights over there, that maybe that's how the perp got in the house.
New investigation.
Yeah.
We need that.
I'll
get on it.
You should start working with them. You should say, hey, listen, I'm going to give you daily calls on what I observe.
Yes, and water.
On what's happening.
I have to tell you, they're so collaborative.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would love my help. They gave me zero info.
Yeah.
And it was so odd.
And it's your house.
And it's my house and my driveway. Could you think you can explain what you're doing?
Yes.
And you have security cameras. Like,
I was really confident.
They could set up their HQ right here.
So exciting.
We could run it all ops. All Jeff Lewis ops will be run right out of this house.
I don't know what. 9 police officers figuring out.
Maybe
it was a dinner break. Maybe they were looking for like just a little place to just hang out.
My driveway? That's a great place.
Is very odd. I think that's very odd.
Really odd.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I wish I had an explanation.
We're going to get a follow-up soon. You're going to have to look into that.
All right. We're going
to
take a quick break.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back with actress Alyssa Donovan and actor Doug Buden. All right, Alyssa, I want to talk about what you've been doing over the last year. You wrote a book. Now, when I saw the title, I got very excited because it said, Wake Me When You Leave. So I thought it was about your string of white one-night stands. But actually, it's especially that one you had in 2011. That was crazy. But anyway, that's not what the book's about.
That is amazing.
That's the next book.
That's the next book. There are some gentlemen in this book.
Oh, okay.
But they aren't one night stands, and okay. That is not what the book is about.
Because I will tell you, with my audience, if it was about your string of one night stands,
they'd read it in a second.
They would have bought the book and have already read it three times.
Okay, well, it is about that. Okay. It is actually.
So
about
there
that.
So there is a lot of sex.
So much. Okay. So much. Every page. It's a real page-turner in that regard.
And then also there's just a small chapter about how you lost your job, your relationship, your father, and then through your grief, you connected with your dad through a series of visitations and dreams, and then you go back to the sex.
And then I go back to the
That's
sex.
The role-play. That's all her fantasy role-play.
Short sex. Chapter about all of these terrible things that happen, and then it's just a lot
of filler.
Love.
It's just filler.
No, truly there are, through that whole process, you know, I've made some interesting relationship choices. Sometimes we make interesting choices when we're grieving.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do some weird things. So there are really...
Uncharacteristic of you.
Uncharacteristic of me, yes. But really the book is about that, about this incredibly challenging period of my life where essentially everything just fell apart. Everything that made... sense, made my life make sense in every area, was just taken
all
away
once, all at one time.
A couple of weeks, really.
So it was truly a kind of flatlining and a regrouping that happened eventually, and it changed my life. I mean, it was a spiritual experience, yes, but it also was a very I just recommitted to who I am as a human being and what I want to do with my life and how I want to spend my time. And it's when I really realized that I wanted to have a child and that I wanted to be married. Those things were never really a part of my sphere.
So you were, after you wrote all those chapters, you got tired of the casual sex.
Correct.
And then you thought, I want something more
meaningful.
And then
meaningful. I thought, I'd like to have my dad come to me in dreams and tell me, stop doing that.
You know, it's okay. So joking aside, I will tell you, I had a similar experience where I felt like everything went wrong at one time. I started meditating. Now, it doesn't work when you're drunk. So you have to be. So I found that you
That's
have
to. That's just called slurring.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
I found that because you do. You get to a point where it's like, what am I supposed to do? Yes. Where am I supposed to go?
Yes.
There's no one's going to tell you this.
No.
So what I would do is on several occasions, I would go to bed early, sober, and I would meditate. And there's certain different meditations where you kind of ask your higher power and you bring in your guides and all of that. And I swear to God, it works. It works because the next day you do, you know, you don't always have all the answers, but you do kind of, at least I felt like it turned me on the right path.
Yes. Yes.
It opens a space.
Yes. And especially those doing those sorts of things before sleep, you know, your unconscious is always, always working, right? In particular when we're sleeping. So if you create an environment that is, you know, if you ask for something and you come from like a deep, quiet place, it's going to help. It's going to have an effect on your waking life.
What kind of relationship? So you feel like you have connected with your dad after he passed.
Yes.
So you feel like wherever these messages are coming from, like when you wake up in the morning, you feel like that was your dad.
Depending upon, in some cases, yes. In several, I talk about several of the dreams in the book that were very specifically visitation dreams. And when I say that, it means it feels very different from a normal dream where you feel extremely lucid, and it's as though, you know, you're downloading all this information and it's very pure. It's like this unadulterated communication is the way that I would explain it. And it very powerful, like very, very powerful. I would wake up from these dreams. Like once I woke up screaming, another time I was so happy 'cause it was an elation sort of feeling. But, It definitely is a very distinct feeling, and it kind of just permeates everything. And basically it's a sense of that everything is okay. And that sounds very simple and silly, but it's really true. It's this very deep understanding that everything is okay.
Well, some people find that that same kind of peace and calmness with church and religion. I meditate, or I feel like I'm more spiritual. But let me ask you this. So a lot of people, my daughter, who's 4.5, she talks like my grandmother. And I don't think like my grandmother's reincarnated and my daughter's reincarnated, my grandma, whatever. I just feel like my grandmother's around.
Yes. Yeah.
And I feel like she has, I don't know, like she, my
yes,
daughter
she's
talks
probably
like
talking
her.
To her.
Well, I know that sounds crazy.
No,
but
I kind of
feel like,
me.
But you know,
she repeats things that she sounds just like my,
you recognize it. And I think that's what it's not important whether or not she is, or it's like for you, that's the important
thing.
My
daughter has done, children are much more in touch with this because they just don't have the filter. They haven't been on the planet long enough for people to tell them that's crazy, that's weird, think about concrete things. Like they're just closer to that.
For sure.
And
I see dead people.
My daughter, my daughter is definitely talking to dead people, without
doubt. Didn't we all have friends who were dead? You know, imaginary friends who may not have been imaginary.
You mean when
do you know that
kids?
Tawny Katane was 5'7"?
5'7".
Well, maybe she'll contact me.
Maybe I'll talk to her.
But it's always children. When we're children, we have imaginary.
So right,
you call
and
them
imaginary,
friends,
but they're actually
Maybe they're
and
not.
Animals too. For the record, are very tapped into that stuff.
I hope not. I was mean to a fish.
Oh, no, I mean, they're tapped into
people. I took a fish out of the tank.
So the book is called Wake Me When You Leave.
Yes.
Okay, so my question is, I have a lot of relatives that I don't even want to talk to in the present life.
Uh-huh.
I certainly don't want to talk to them when they're dead.
Gonna be like, knock,
so
knock,
now
knock.
If I'm dreaming and I'm like, okay, open to advice, can you hang up on some of these relatives? Like there's certain people I just would rather not speak to.
You can shut the door. You can shut the door.
Okay.
So I do think that, because some of these things happen, you know, the dreams are one thing, but also, and I'm either going to sound crazy or not, but in our waking life, there are always messages that can come through. And that for me, it's very much in nature. There's a little hummingbird who I for sure know is my dad, who comes and hangs out. And
now you're sounding crazy.
Right. And in nature and things like that, or music, you know, music will come on at certain moments that are meaningful or that.
Right.
You know, so signs. I think it's just signs. Yes.
They do say that about butterflies and hummingbirds, other things. When you see that, that's like a relative who passed who's coming by to say hello. Yep. I've heard that from a lot of people.
What would you say, what kind of sign is this when you have 9 police officers in your driveway?
That's a sign you're very safe or very unsafe.
Right. And the Doug was like, any of them hot? I'm like, I don't know. It was dark. I have no idea, Doug.
It's the natural question to ask.
And then, by the way, everybody, Doug's getting a haircut today.
From 11:30 to 11:40.
That's how long.
Because they're doing the extra special treatment.
And you sound like my husband, who's bald. My husband's like, oh, I've got to really shave my head. It's really getting unruly. And I'm going,
that's how I feel.
There's not a hair.
There's a mop on top of my head right now. Do you know, when I get my haircut, they always say, do you want to schedule your next appointment? And I say, I don't know what's coming back. I can't commit to that monthly appointment.
Commit to another.
No.
So back to the book. The book is on sale now. It's called Wake Me When You Leave. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your website, which is elisa-donovan.com. Mm-hmm. How much is it? How much is the book?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I think it's like $16 or $17.
Good.
And I'm recording the audiobook.
Is it a quick read?
I promise you this. If you start reading this book, you will love it.
How many pages is it?
How many pages is it?
And how many
pictures? It's not super long. It's less than 300 pages. It's less. And everyone,
if it's 60 pages,
it has been incredibly. You can just commit to 60 pages.
I actually would like.
And then you can see if you want to keep going. I promise you, it's also very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You recording the audiobook?
I'm recording the audiobook next week.
Well, how much is that going to cost me?
So that will be.
Is that going to set me back?
For you, it will be $7,000 to $8,000. So that will be available soon, but I don't know exactly when, but soon.
Okay, so you once, by the way, had said that you had a sex dream about your friend's husband. Is that in the book?
Right. Thought about that.
Is that the book?
That is not in the book.
Why?
That'll be in the UK version, which just came out. We're going to add some
sex dreams.
Yeah, some sex dreams. There is a dream in there about one of my 90210 co-stars when I was working on 90210 that we are rolling around together, which was a real dream that I had. And then it turned into unfortunate things. It was not.
Okay, wait. Oh.
So.
Okay, so you need to elaborate on this. So you fantasized about having sex with your co-star.
No, I did not. This was a dream.
Oh.
I had never had any of these sorts of feelings about this person. I
love
them.
Like, subconsciously.
But in our dreams, it's never really a literal thing. Like, I dream about you, Doug. It's not you.
We know it's definitely not literal.
Often, it's more of what our associations are with that person or that idea.
Right.
It's
right.
All kind of parts of our
symbols.
Selves.
Symbolic.
Symbols, yeah.
So, have you ever hooked up with a co-star? Clueless,
not
Sabrina
Clueless.
The Teenage
Dog.
Witch.
Yes.
I did once. It was terrible.
Which movie?
No.
The Dog
It was
movie?
Bad because it was...
Can you say
it was
what
The Dog
show?
Who Saved Christmas.
It was The Dog Who Saved Christmas. That's
no,
what she...
it was not. No, it was a long time ago.
Okay.
And it was not a...
Which show?
It was not
Can you
a
tell us which show?
We were like in a relationship.
Oh, so it's...
Yeah.
Oh, it's so it turned
and
into...
And he is not...
What?
He's not a well person, is how I'll put it.
Oh. Speaking of not a well person, you worked with Demi Lovato at one point.
Oh, my God.
I did. I did. I want to say out loud, very publicly, I am wildly proud of this person for taking back their own life, making decisions for themselves that they want. I think that for many
you're
years,
so good with the pronouns.
That person was...
God, you're good.
Well, it's hard to say. I want to say she, but I get that that's a...
That they are using they.
Yeah.
That they were exploited in a multitude of ways for many years. Mm-hmm. And it's something that people don't... They don't... Historically, we have not cared enough about mental health. We just haven't. And especially people in the public eye. You can look back to anybody. Chris Farley comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there
are tons of people. Jeff Lewis comes
yes,
to yeah. mind.
Yes, we're looking at you.
Tons of people. And as long as they're as long as the machine keeps going and whoever the celebrity is making the money they're supposed to make, just keep doing it.
Turning out radio shows.
I feel like I am, I'm proud.
But you knew that there was something off.
Yes, I felt.
Oh, you did.
I felt it very deeply.
And you were like, "Why is no one noticing
yes,
this?"
Yes, and I went, "Why is no one
doing anything?"
Doing the show Sunny with a Chance, which was this Disney show, And everyone said, oh, Demi's amazing. You're going to love her. She's so talented. And so, and I wasn't aware of the camp. Like, I didn't have kids at the time. I didn't know who she was at all. And then I met her and I thought, she's depressed. Like, this person's not okay. And had no energy, would look at me and be like, how are you doing? How's it going? And I went, how are you doing? Yeah. Like, how are you doing? Meanwhile, everybody around her was ecstatic. And I said, she seems not really like present with what's going on. And they're like, oh, no, just wait till the live audience gets here. She's really great, you know? And I thought, but what about now? Like, what? I don't think this person is okay.
Yeah.
And I was only there for a week. And I'm the kind of person I could tell, if I had been a regular on that show, I would have got down to business. You know?
You would have.
But I was only there for
drawn
a week.
Attention to it.
Yes, without a doubt.
Because it's commerce. No, it's business.
Yes.
You have been very vocal about how when you were a younger actress in Hollywood, you struggled with an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been triggered by Big Chill frozen yogurt on Olympic?
Okay, so you know how much time I spent in the Big Chill on Olympic?
Really?
Oh,
really?
I spent
and you've never been
half
triggered.
Of my life. Yeah, as an anorexic person in that store.
I want to go there.
Oh, what did you get?
What is an anorexic
what I would
order?
Eat. The negative calorie yogurt, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's like 2 or 5 calories an ounce. I would get a giant
thing.
Why
are you getting me
that? It's terrible for you. It's like made of plastic.
But
probably.
Will I lose weight?
Who cares?
I would have that with colored sprinkles, and that would be what I ate for the whole day.
The whole day.
Wax. So you ate plastic,
wax and plastic.
Sugar.
So great. I haven't been triggered by it now. I mean, now I just don't, I can't eat, I'm like allergic to dairy. So, although that's probably not really dairy, so it doesn't matter.
Not true.
But
yeah, there's no
I
dairy.
Will tell you, a lot of people with eating disorders in that place, like we're
really?
All like, how you doing?
It's a yeah.
But it's not their fault. That's my own fault. You know what I mean? I can't.
Okay. So you don't get triggered by the fat-free, sugar-free options that Demi did at the
But
Big
I've
Chill.
Also been recovered for many, many, many years. So I don't have any feelings about it at all, really.
Right.
Oh, if I think about it, I think, ooh, I think I ate a lot of plastic. Like, I wonder what's going on, how long it took me to process that.
We had soup last night after drinks. Elisa came home. She had some of my soup.
What did I say? I said, this tastes like Spain.
She said, it tastes like Spain.
Wow.
It was delicious.
I said, it should taste like soup. I did it.
You made it happen.
We ate a little snack after
C&K.
Chump night.
All right. So we were talking about, we're headed to Disneyland. I'm taking Monroe and my niece. And grandma and grandma's sister and Aunt Carrie and my son Shane. We're all
going.
There's 8 of us.
How are you fitting?
3 different cars.
Whoa.
3 different cars.
That is an undertaking. God bless you. I am not kidding. That is not easy.
You know what? I'm going to be tired and miserable by the end of the day and in pain.
Without a doubt.
Emotional pain, physical pain.
Without a doubt.
But those kids are going to have the best time. They're going to have the best time.
What time will you be back?
I'm guessing 8.
Before 8, yeah.
Before
8-ish.
Because I got to do quick bath. Dinner. You don't need to know the details, but whatever. Okay, so I also wanted to mention.
No, I really want to know those details.
You know, you and I were talking before we take a break, we were talking about Wet Wednesday at the preschool and how my daughter came home with I know you guys don't like it, no panties. That's what she said.
Ew, why are you saying panties?
Underwear. She came home with no underwear.
Yeah, no underwear. Let's go with underwear.
Okay, but she did say panties. She said, I have no panties on.
No, most, girls, women don't say that. She's hearing that. Do you call them panties? So that's why she's calling them panties.
I could.
Maybe.
I mean, yes.
I mean, could say
you
that.
Said women don't say panties unless it's porn.
Right. Yeah. But I think it's very curious that they call it Wet Wednesday.
No. Okay. It's Water Wednesday.
Oh,
I change it to Wet Wednesday.
Oh, sorry.
It's not that kind of school.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of school. Okay.
So how would you feel? Scarlett comes home from school.
Oh,
she's got no underwear on.
I would be mortified.
Her JoJo Siwa panties were missing.
Right. I mean, I would be mortified.
Yeah.
There was one time that they have to wear at Scarlett School formal dress certain times. She has a uniform. So when you have formal dress, it could be pictures or a holiday or something.
Love it.
I didn't know in kindergarten that there are bike shorts under the jumper.
Pinafore.
But they also can wear leggings. In San Francisco, it's cold. So she's had always worn leggings, and I didn't know that that is not formal. It has to be the bike shorts. So she did the holiday concert, and then she's like, I don't have any bags. She had underwear on. She had underwear on, but no bike short, because she said, well, they tried to push up my leggings so you would hide them. But they couldn't. So she had no, but she was covered and had underwear on. But
at least she had underwear on.
I was a little bit like, oh, put your pants on, you know, like, trying to make it like, oh, everything's fine.
Yeah, that's
just
normal.
Put your pants on.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't pick her up yesterday, so I don't know what happened.
It sounds like she was, you know, kids get gleeful about that stuff. Like, woohoo.
Oh, she was very, a little too gleeful. Like, concerning gleeful, yeah.
It's not a career choice. It's just a one-off.
Anyway, television.
Television, yeah.
Best day to return them is the day after the Super Bowl because...
That's the best day to buy them because the morning after the Super Bowl has the highest returns of televisions. A lot of people buy a huge television to watch the Super Bowl. The next morning, they return it. Because
this
it's within
incredible.
The 24-hour or whatever window of return.
This so is like something that would never occur to
when
me.
When I was purchasing a television at Best Buy, the guy said, no, come back the Monday after Super Bowl in the afternoon. We have all the open box and everything has only been used once. And that's the best
And it's
day
been
to
discounted.
Yeah, because it's an open
that
box.
That is incredible.
So they have to discount
How do you feel about people that do that? That buy, I'm just curious, that buy a television, use it once, and then return it the next day. How do you feel about that?
I think it's fine because you're, as long as you are staying within the return policy of the product, why not?
Seems deceptive to me that you know that you're going to buy something and use it, not keep it, and then as a result, the company has to they have to cut their profit margin because they have to discount the TV. So let's talk about what you do,
then
Doug.
They should have a different
So
that's
right, right
a
around
rental.
Christmas
that's not
time,
a purchase.
Doug will purchase a live Christmas tree, and then what he does is, in order to keep the tree alive for the month, he buys several humidifiers.
Three, not several. Three.
That's several.
Oh, that's a few.
I'm sorry.
Especially when you know you're not going to keep them. Then he uses them all month and then
days.
Returns them after the month.
This is
and he does it every year.
Believable. First of all, it is genius to have a humidifier for your Christmas tree. That, and now I am going to get one.
Three.
Secondly,
are you
going to
return it after 30 days?
No, because I'm going to keep it because I will keep using it every year. It's very eco-unfriendly to do that because you're getting creating more packaging and also the private... profit margin situation.
Oh, I don't give a shit about their profit margin. That's their business. But the humidifiers change year over year with different features. And sometimes I'll get one and I'll say, I'm not satisfied with this one. I don't want to own this.
I would understand that after a day of usage.
Right.
But you use it the entire month, Doug. Use it the entire month.
January 2nd. Sometimes
and then I thought, I said to myself again yesterday when he was telling us the story, I said to Shane, I really need to give him a raise. But you know what I realized? It doesn't matter if he has a raise. I'll still give him the raise.
Yeah, I'll accept the raise.
But it's a mindset.
Yes.
It's a mindset. Yes. He could have $50 million sitting in his checking account.
And he would still do
and
that.
He would still return the humidifiers.
Yes.
It is a mindset.
I'm cheap with myself, but I'm generous with my friends. I absolutely admit that. I'm very frugal with myself.
But you understand, you know, I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse, but you're taking advantage of the company. You're taking advantage of... Yeah,
I don't care about Panasonic's profit
margin.
I do.
Like, I actually care. I as a fellow business owner, I actually care.
Right.
It affects their bottom line. I understand it's their policy.
You're a little different from a multinational, multi-billion-dollar corporation. I always believe that
we are a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
International.
And you know what? The internet cuts out every fucking 12 minutes.
So I wouldn't put you in the same, and I'm not cheating you. You know, that's like when you lease a car.
But you're cheating someone.
Oh, please.
Someone.
When you lease a car and they say, oh man, I'm losing money on this deal.
You're getting upset because you're justifying your behavior.
You're not losing
but
money.
But I don't know many people that think it would be okay to buy something, use it for a month and return it. And it's just like the people at, Nordstrom's, they buy a dress. And because Nordstrom's has that great return policy.
Thing.
Buy a dress, they wear it,
yeah.
And then they get deodorant stains on the inside of it, and then they return
and
it the next day.
Zappos, you get a year for shoes. Wait till you see I'm going to return these.
I just think there's
shoes.
A karmic thing
I do, too. I do, too.
But
I
see,
do
you and I are very spiritual, and we connect with our dead relatives.
It would be exactly.
I'm just
and guess
dead
what?
Inside.
Your dead relatives are going... Shame on
you. Oh, please.
You, Doug.
My shtetl Jewish relatives are saying, good for you. And you didn't pay retail.
Keep up 2 more weeks.
That's what my relatives are saying. Are you crazy?
Oh my God. Yeah. No, CNK. You were supposed to be on CNK yesterday, right?
Cooking Kibitz.
She was.
Sorry. That's,
yes,
yeah.
I was
doing the question.
I was.
The
I was really looking forward to it. The kids call it CNK.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to it, and then my.
But
airline...
aren't you a self-admitted terrible cook?
So I am. I am. But I really enjoy cooking.
And she wasn't going to cook.
Enjoy it,
but it's usually inedible.
I have dinner parties. I love having a dinner party.
You reheat well.
I was you know, Doug is the one that taught me. I told you, taught me about a ramekin, and also, you know, catering my birthday party that I don't need to put it all out at the same time.
Right.
And, so he's taught you a lot.
He's taught me a lot in the food area. I'm going to make that gazpacho.
Yeah,
of course. I will do it.
Tastes like Spain.
Tastes like Spain.
And you think you could,
I do. I think I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
I mean, it's five ingredients.
What do you make for Scarlett?
Yeah.
Like, what does she eat? Like,
she's
what do you make her?
She's not a great eater.
I know. I get the same problem.
She really isn't.
You know what? You'll get some great advice from my listeners.
Oh, I can't wait. Please tell me. Tell me how to make my
What is your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
1 minute. Red Donovan.
Red Donovan.
Please just litter me with info.
And
on
also,
how to
buy Elisa's
daughter.
Book, please. Wake Me When You Leave. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Elisa. Dash Donovan.com. Or you go to the Instagram, right?
You can send them. Instagram, yes. It's on there too. It's all there.
Thank you so much for flying down here from San Francisco.
I loved it. I love being here with
Please
you guys.
Come back
it's
soon. Doug, good luck with the returns today.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.